What's on your mind, ma'am?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I'm so happy to get you. You are my hero. In my 20s, I came to you. I had terrible allergies after having a couple babies, and you had me do the hydrochloric acid test, and you also had me do vitamin B12 shots with folic acid. And I wanted to let you know, after doing that for over a year, I've been cured ever since. I'm now 63.
Yay!
So here's my question that I have for you today. I have a weird, I want to call it a, I would say like a machine sound, a whirring in my right ear. And what I have done about it was, when I finally figured out it was my ear, because the sound has changed over in the last 7 months. I had actually a year ago gotten dizzy and didn't go to work, but it never happened again a year ago. And then I moved. And where I moved to, it was really quiet. And I thought there was the Puget Power was the problem, because I kept hearing this sound in my ear. Sound. I just thought it was a sound. After elimination, it is my right ear. I did go to an audiologist and had a hearing test. He said, you have wonderful hearing. Then he said the next step is we'll do a CAT scan to check for any tumors. And the CAT scan came perfectly clean.
Yay.
Then I went to a chiropractor because I still felt like after we moved that my balance was off. I felt like I was moving to the right. It was weird. I did get that fixed, but I noticed my neck, I couldn't seem to turn it to the right very much completely. To the left, no problem. To the right, I get stuck. So I went through, I looked up online. I am now going to a place called Sound Pain Solutions that works with the neck. Well, it works with the whole body, but they are putting me through a series of stretching the neck and also doing some laser on the neck and doing some chiropractor with vibration on my back. The ear part, though, the whirring is still at one point in the 7 months, in the middle, I went to bed, and it just made this kind of puttering sound, and it was gone. I mean, completely gone. But the next day, it started building up. So the next thing that I did, I am doing the B12 and folic acids. Just started that in my thigh because I read about it in your book about the ear. But any suggestions beyond that? And the right ear is the one that's affected.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sure you have a pencil or a pen handy.
I do.
3 W's and a dot, and then NUCCA dot O-R-G.
Okay.
Now, that's a website for specialist chiropractors who work with the upper cervical vertebrae. Now, you've just told me that you have some problem in the neck and that you're having the rotation problem with the neck, one side being better, much better than the other.
Yes.
And this group of chiropractors take a lot of extra education. I think there's 80 to 100,000 chiropractors in the United States, and there's only about 2,000 of these. Where do you live, ma'am?
I live right in Washington State. I actually work down the street from your Tahoma clinic.
Okay. And where do you live?
I live over in Carnation.
Incarnation. Let's see. That's up to the north and over that away. Okay. Well, if you put that into your the web address into your search engine, and then you click over here, and they tell you how you can find a NUCCA member chiropractor near you. And what you want to do is scroll through the small list. It's not going to be a real long list, but it's a small list, and see who seems to have the most experience, who's nearest to you. Because that is an entirely different sort of chiropractic. When they do adjustments, you'd never know you had one, and yet they can show you the before and after x-rays that, oh, yeah, look, it was out of alignment, now it's back in alignment. And from what you tell me, especially when it came and then it went away and it comes back and comes back again, this very well could be a nerve compression that happened to you because you had your neck turned one certain way in the middle of the night, and here it comes back again, and it's compressing, and it's giving you that one sound in only the right ear. If it were an overall ear problem, such as tinnitus, we'd expect it in both ears. But next step would be to go to one of these NUCCA.org chiropractors and see what you can get done, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Because I was really, the only nerve-wracking thing was the next step was, I just was scared to death. Do I have a tumor? Do I have a tumor? Do I have la, la, la? But, and the only other thing was, should I do an MRI? Should I do anything about my veins? Or should I just, is this more, the only thing that gave me hope was the fact that that one night, it just didn't sound off at all. And I thought maybe, and I'm in a very quiet environment, so I'm very aware now of this,
well,
worrying in my right ear. It's like, it's all day long, but I can't hear it at work because of the white noise.
Yeah, it sounds like the pressure came off that one night, ma'am. So
okay. That's
why I'd encourage you to see one of those chiropractors.
Thank you. That's great. All right. And, last thing, is it okay to do the B12 and folic acid shots?
Yes, ma'am. Those two nobody has ever OD'd and killed themselves with. In fact, I've not read any about any adverse effects being perceived.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for calling, ma'am, and
bye.
Hope that works for you.